Welcome to the second episode of the Furry Feathers Farm Farmcast. This is your host, Rick Mueller, and today I'm also joined by my co-host,
Megan Mueller.
And today we have an exciting show for you. And we're going to have a new formatting that we hope you enjoy. So let's get right into it.
The news.
So what's the first thing we want to talk about today, Reagan?
Well, we're going to talk about the bunnies, but at the end it's just bunny.
Yep. So how does the story of the bunny start?
Well, Kennedy had her birthday party and she got two rabbits.
Well, who'd she get the rabbits from?
Grandma Margaret. And then a couple days later, when we were going to go buy the paint, we checked on them, and one of them died.
Okay, let's back up. What were you buying the paint for?
For the coop that Daddy made himself.
The hutch.
Hutch.
So what were the rabbits' names?
Whipped Cream and Black Licorice. For short, it was Cream and Licorice.
So which one died?
Whipped Cream.
Yep, that was a pretty sad day.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
But Black Licorice is doing pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah. He hasn't died yet.
No, he hasn't died yet. He looks pretty good. So how do we take care of Licorice?
We had a little thing where he sleeps, and all we do is we have some hay type grass stuff that we feed him, and then we also give him just hay sometimes too that we got, but mostly we give him the hay that we have made, that we have got. But we also one time got a hay thing that came with a salt block. And it looked like a carrot, and the bunny found out how to get it off there and chewed it all up, and then it went on the ground.
Yep, we bought him a hay rack to hold his hay, and that came with a little salt block to hang on the side of it, and he took it off.
Yeah, and we got a toy for him, and he found out how to screw the bell off of it and took all the wooden pieces off and put it in his cage.
Yeah, I'm not sure how he unscrewed the bell.
Yeah, that's the part that we're trying to figure out. How do bunnies do things like that?
That's crazy.
It might be a pretty talented bunny.
We don't know yet. He could be.
Yeah. Maybe he can ride a bike and not even reach the pedals.
We'd have to get him a bunny sized bike.
No, he wouldn't. He would have to do it with two bunnies, maybe. But if he did it with one, all he would do is he would go on one side, and then when it's time to go the other side, he would jump across to the other pedal and keep on jumping back and forth to the pedal, and it would keep on moving. Otherwise, the two bunnies would just be jumping together. One would be down and one would be up, and then they would keep on going up and down, up and down, up and down, stuff like that.
Who would steer?
Who would steer? Each bunny would have their arm out and they would be jumping, holding on to the thing.
That sounds complicated.
I know. But if our bunny was that talented,
that'd be pretty amazing.
Yep.
You know what kind of bunny it is? Remember? No. It's a mini Rex.
Mini Rex.
Yep. So this weekend, we were working. Actually, Kenny and I were outside raking up grass clippings to feed to Licorice. And Kennedy saw something at the end of the driveway. What was that, Reagan?
A possum.
Have you ever seen a possum before?
No, I don't think so. Maybe in a book or something, but never in real life.
So what was this possum doing?
Laying there, being dead.
Being dead.
Yeah.
And he was actually dead, because possums play dead.
Yeah.
But this one was dead dead.
Yeah.
So what do we think happened to the possum?
Dad thinks that it was eating. There was a rabbit too laying that was dead, and Dad thinks that it was eating the rabbit and something else, and it maybe was on the road, and maybe a car hit it, and then it flew into the ditch or something like that.
It was on our driveway.
Yeah.
And I used a pitchfork and threw it into the ditch.
Oh.
that's how it got in the ditch. So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, and kind of scary, too.
And kind of gross.
Yeah, I bet so.
In other news...
Reagan lost the tooth.
Reagan's missing something in her mouth.
Called a tooth.
Yeah, you lost another tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Which one did you lose?
My top front, one of my front teeth on the top. One of my front teeth on the top.
And you couldn't talk very well after you lost it, did you?
No.
But you're better now.
Yeah.
You're used to it?
Mm-hmm.
Tooth fairy come?
Yeah. She gave me a dollar.
Nice. What you gonna spend it on?
I don't know. Maybe candy or something like that?
You don't like candy.
Yes, I do. Maybe my puppy that I've always wanted.
Yeah, the puppy from the pet store today? You need a lot more dollars and you don't have that many teeth.
If I don't have that many teeth, maybe I'll start working around the house and show you that I have responsibility, and then you'll give me money, and then I'll be responsible enough to get a puppy. That's how it works.
Okay, well, we'll have to follow that in more podcasts. We'll give some updates to see if you're getting responsibility enough to get a puppy.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to move on now, and we're going to go to...
a coop update.
So we're going to talk about our... egg-laying hens. So our hens and our ducks out in the chicken coop are starting to produce, getting lots of eggs, some farm-fresh eggs. Do you like those farm-fresh eggs, Reagan?
Yeah.
Are they pretty good? What's your favorite way to eat eggs?
Dip
eggs?
Over easy.
Basically. Over easy? Yeah, we call them dip eggs, right?
Yeah.
Because we dip toast in them?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting quite a few. So we're getting quite a few eggs. The chickens are really enjoying the spring and being out and walking around and eating bugs and grass and stuff. So we're getting pretty good eggs.
And now the ducks are starting to get braver to go where the chickens usually go too.
Yep. Ducks are go all over the place.
Yep.
And what do we have sitting behind us in that big white foam cooler?
Ducks. I mean, eggs. What? Ducks, and they haven't hatched. They were supposed to hatch last Sunday, but they haven't yet.
Yep, so we're still waiting. Hopefully they hatch. I have been candling them, and it looks like there's something in there, and hopefully they developed enough to hatch. So hopefully next day or so we'll have some baby ducks, but if not, I guess we'll have to throw away some eggs.
Yeah, and there is something that we're going to talk about in a little bit that we might get some baby ducks from.
Yep, we have some other duck eggs that we might get some baby ducks from. So why don't you just go ahead and talk about that, Reagan. What do we have?
We have a chicken that was trying to hatch chicken eggs, but there was no dad. So we tried the ducks, and we put it under the chicken, and it's still sitting there. And every time we open up the door, it looks like it's me, and so that's protecting the eggs. It doesn't know a single thing that they're duck eggs.
No, we're tricking it, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
So we got four duck eggs underneath a broody hen that went broody. The hen was sitting on some eggs, and I took the eggs from her. Then the next day, she was still sitting on the nest because... I put golf balls in the nesting boxes so the hens know where to lay their eggs. So this hen was trying to hatch golf balls, which wouldn't have hatched, right?
No. Unless the golf ball broke in half with a little golf ball inside of it.
That would be strange.
Yeah, really strange.
So we put some duck eggs underneath the broody hen, and now she's trying to hatch them for us. And hopefully she will take care of them once they hatch. And then we'll have some more ducks.
But the problem is, if the duck goes in the water, the chicken will think it's drowning when it's trying to swim.
Right, because chickens don't swim.
No.
So it might freak out if the duck baby ducks try to swim.
Yeah, because we watched Dad saw something about that.
Yep, I read an article about that, seeing if it was possible to get a duck to get hatched by chickens. So Reagan now has a project she wants to talk about that she was working on in the garage yesterday.
Arts and crafts.
I haven't finished it yet. It was I made something. It can go back and forth. It was in like an easel chalkboard thingy. So I got a piece of rope, two pieces of wood. One holded the board up. The other one was the one that I was I'm gonna paint, because I was paint because I'm gonna paint it with chalkboard paint. But here's what I did. I got a board, and then I got like a stick type board thingy to hold it up, and then but then instead of just having it so it could go back and forth like an easel kind of does, I got string, and I told Dad, and I asked Dad to staple gun it to one of the sides, and it was a lot of staples. It turned out being a lot more than I thought, because he couldn't quite get it on the string.
My aim's not very good.
What?
My aim's not very good with the staple gun. I was all over the place.
Yeah, all over.
So you're about ready to finish that project up?
Yeah.
That'll be pretty cool when it's
done. We just need chalkboard paint.
You have any other projects that you're going to do next?
I don't know. There was another one that was really cool that was a chalkboard thing too. It was just a stick with a little cool chalkboardy thing on it, and then you can put them in the grass, and maybe we could do that with wood too, and maybe just write something on it, and maybe you could put it by your plants or something like that so you know where things are growing.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
The garden.
So now we'll go through an update of what we've been doing in the garden and planting. We got some replacement trees for some trees that didn't make it last year. So those are out there. We got some, remember what kinds of trees we had? So we planted two pear trees.
Two pears.
Two apricots.
Two apricots.
Four persimmons.
Four persimmons.
Persimmons, yep. Last year we had pawpaw trees. But the nursery was out of pawpaw trees, so they substituted us for some persimmons. So we're going to get, hopefully those persimmons will grow and we'll have some persimmons. And then on a separate order of some trees, we got an almond tree that we planted.
Yep.
And that one is already leafing out on for us, so that's good.
And we also did get cherry trees, but they were pretty weak, so Dad planted them in the man cave so that he could stay, like if a big storm happened or something, they wouldn't get it. Because they were pretty weak. They weren't big.
Yep. So we planted them in the man cave and put them on a seed warming mat to keep the ground warm for them and see if we can get them to grow that way, because they were really small. So we're trying.
And it looked really, like, it looked, it, and it probably just looked, it looks like a little stick.
Yep.
Like a really little stick.
Not much roots on them. So we put some rooting hormone on one of them. And hopefully they'll, hopefully we can baby those and get them to produce. So back in outside in the garden, some of our perennials are coming back. Our rhubarb is up. It's coming up, but it looks like something's been eating it already. So hopefully we can get that to get a good start, as well as our asparagus, which I think the deer are eating. I think the deer are coming by and just nipping the tops right off our asparagus. Crazy deer.
Those naughty things. Now they know, and they don't know why we killed them.
Yeah. Maybe I'll kill the one that ate our asparagus and it'll taste like asparagus. Think that'll happen?
No, because it probably already digested it.
Yeah, that's a good point. But when it'll be deer season, it's a long time before deer season, right?
Yeah.
That's after the summer. Then in the man cave here, we got some seedlings started. Got some tomatoes and some peppers and some shallots and some leeks that have been going for a few weeks, and those are looking pretty good. Then we have another batch, and we've got some broccoli and some cabbage that are going. Some other seeds, various seeds that haven't started yet. We have about 90-some strawberry plants potted up in here that are going. So those are, we're splitting those with Grandma, right?
Yep.
So strawberries are looking pretty good. Do you like strawberries? So you're going to have to pick the strawberries, though, right, when they get ready?
Yeah, because Dad he's colorblind. But I think he can tell green and red apart. That's just his excuse, I think.
Oh, you think so, huh? Well, we'll see. It's hard to tell when they're kind of ripe to when they're really ripe. They're a little red to being really red. Get it?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to have one last segment.
Wagon's Guide to Fun.
And Reagan's going to talk to us about some of the fun activities they've been doing here on the farm.
One of the first, well, the only one I think, it, the only one I think is that one time me and Kennedy were dancing on the trampoline one time, and Kennedy took an ocean out that she made in the school, so I put ocean music, and to really make it look like it was happening, I poured water on the trampoline so that it looked like it was happening. And then when we both wanted to do it, we both got water, our water bottle, sprayed it all over the trampoline. A couple of times we did that. And then we started jumping in the water, doing cartwheels. We just kept on doing things in the water. It was really fun. And then Kennedy was wearing a swimsuit. I was wearing a dance leotard. So I wasn't really wearing something that was meant for the water, but it was kind of like a swimsuit, so.
It worked out pretty good, though.
Yeah.
And it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there anything else we want to talk about, Reagan?
No.
Okay. Well, I think that'll bring us to the end of our second episode of the Furry Feathers Farm Farmcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.